for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
Good morning, and good morning to you and yours on WJNI. It is time for another wonderful show. It's Berkeley Electric Power Talk, and this morning I have her all to myself. It's Libby Roig, Manager of Communications. And most of the time when we do shows, it's the two of us, and then we have special guests.
Yes.
But not today.
Yes,
that's a good deal. You know, Yahaira, eat your heart out. You got to make sure she hears that part.
I will.
Please do.
I'll tell her to tune in.
Absolutely. We're just having some fun. But, you know, Libby is the Manager of Communications, which think of communications not just like we broadcast radio and, you know, from our mouth to your ears. And, you know, it's bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's meaningful communications. It's things that happen. It's security. It's information. It's safety. It's all those things beyond just what you hear.
Yeah.
So your job is bigger than just communications. We may have to come up with a new title.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I do firmly believe that I have the best department at the best co-op.
In America.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So my department is so wonderful. We do a lot of what you just said, Terry, the traditional communications, things that you would think of. But we also have a big responsibility to show our concern for the community. So that means sponsoring different programs that help benefit our members, all the way to just participating in community events.
Right.
So the holiday season is upon us.
Oh, boy.
I am so excited for the cooler weather and to just enjoy some of these wonderful festivities that.
And your smile just got so big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you put a robe on and a fireplace popped up behind you just now. I saw it. I mean, you know, fluffy socks.
Yes.
All of
yes.
that, right?
Well, you know, we moved back in January after living in the Midwest for 10 years.
Okay.
So this holiday season means so much more for me and my family. We've got a beautiful new home, and we're back home with our family. And
yes.
So I'm in a 5-year-old to, you know, Christmas does not get more magical than when you're 5 or 6 years old.
That's true.
So, I'm just. All excited.
All in. She's all in, is what she's saying. And that's good. Because, like you said, it is that time of year. And you know, let's just be honest. 2020 was not the year that, if anybody handicapped this year, call me. Because you and I need to talk. But I doubt it.
Mm-mm.
No one had what has happened this year on their mind last year.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, man, yeah, we're going to run into this thing. And it's going to be like, you know, fan face. We're going to put our face in the fan for 11 months, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But it's been a tough year. But I think the escape, if you will, is we can just have the best holiday season ever. You know, like all the things you just said.
Sure.
You know, become a kid again.
Yeah.
You know, my neighbor, I have a new neighbor, already has had a tree up for 2 weeks. And I said, hey, you know, I noticed your tree is up. And she said, you know what? Anything I can do to get out of 2020, I'm doing it early. And, you know, she talked about being the biggest holiday person, Christmas person ever. So,
yeah.
Libby, I expect that. I heard you have good baked goods.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
I love to cook and bake.
Can you make a really good, like, chocolate chip cookie?
The best.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The best?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to call you out on that. You said
I'll bring you some. I'll bring you some next time. Do you like nuts or no nuts?
No nuts.
No nuts.
No nuts. Because my son, has a peanut allergy. So
for
some reason, I went cold turkey on nuts a while back.
Mm.
You know, there are other kinds of nuts in the world, you know. You know, hey, oh, I just saw a nut. I said hello to, you know, I'm just playing. No, I'm not. I'm not. But you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
I get my nuts, but I just don't eat them anymore. If you will. But yes, chocolate chip, big chocolate chips.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're so confident about red velvet cake. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. The best.
Okay. What's not the best in your arsenal of, never mind, because you were working too hard to try to find out what's not the best.
Well, there are things that I don't personally like to eat that I don't make a lot.
Okay.
Okay. But they're still.
What would that, just name one thing. What would that be?
I'm not a big fan of cheesecake.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. I like cheese and I like cake, but I don't like cheesecake.
What I do like about cheesecake, though, is the crust. Mm-hmm. Like that graham cracker, mm-hmm. kind of like real dense. So
yeah. Right. Yeah. Butter.
What about eggnog?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. There's only one brand. I won't say it because I don't want to look like I'm endorsing them, but all the other brands don't even come out on the shelf, but there's one brand. Oh, my goodness.
See, I make my own eggnog.
Oh, yeah. She's a pro, y'all. There it is. Case closed. So we'll get back from the fantasy thoughts. Oh, my God. It's good stuff, though. But the things that you guys do, concern for the community, I know that's sort of your governing principle.
Yeah, that's one of our governing principles. And it's really the mantra of this department that we take that very personally in our everyday, and we do whatever we can, big and small, to help improve our members' lives. So, you know, a big way to improve our members' lives is getting information out to them.
Right.
And so we've spent several months this year really working on our social media presence. So we have accounts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, actually, as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And those are all very different channels. So I would recommend following all of them. But it's a great way to find out the latest on major outages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like we had a rash of cars taking down utility poles this summer and fall.
Okay.
So something like that, we have been posting pictures of what happened and letting people know kind of what the latest is on that.
Right. So social media has been certainly a great way to provide that communication.
Absolutely.
Like you said. And sometimes, as they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell somebody why the power's out, but if you show them a picture of a snapped half pole,
yeah,
and unfortunately a car wrapped around it,
yeah,
you don't have to say anything.
Sure.
They'll know, mm-hmm. oh, you know what, I should be patient because looks like that's going to be a while. You
yeah.
know? So it does happen. But like I said, your social media, your different platforms allow you that. Even Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Probably coming soon. TikTok? Okay, never mind. Lip's like, well, you know what? Don't. If you TikTok, it's okay.
TikTok's great, but just as a corporation, there's some privacy issues that
right.
they would have
now
to resolve.
I could see the staff doing a dance or something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
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 You know, but I got you. There's the other platforms. But for the serious stuff.
Yes. Well, we like to have fun as well. But
so
in addition to the major outage information, you might find information about our energy efficiency programs and tips that you can do, you know, especially around the holidays. We're running our oven more, cooking all these yummy dishes. But we also have the kids home more. We have relatives over. So the shower's running a lot more. So, you know, we've got some ways to save money during this very busy time of year. We also have job postings. Berkeley mm-hmm. Electric is such a great place to work. You know, not just the people that you get to work with, but it's great benefits. And so it's a lot of opportunities to really make a career. So we post about that. And we also have contests.
Contests now. Now you're talking, that's like a radio.
Yeah.
We think we're the best at contests. We used to be, but I would say this. I will wave the white flag. Radio over the last probably 10 years is kind of just, not completely, but, man, we thought we were the contest kings at one point. But maybe Berkeley has overtaken us. Maybe.
Well, social media is such an important way for us not only to get information out there, but to listen. And we want different types of information going out to our members, and contests are a fun way to kind of mix it up.
Okay.
You know, as a example, right when schools were going back this fall, we thought, you know, people are having a hard time. A lot of folks have been out of work because of the pandemic, or they're still underworked.
Right.
They're just not back to full full speed like they'd like. So, you know, back to school is an expensive time of year. So what if we give away four $100 bill credits? So we thought it was a great idea, help our members a little bit. The heartbreaking comments that we saw on the posts, and they were all genuinely, you know, I've got three kids, I've been out of work, and this would really help. It was just genuine responses. It broke all of our hearts. So we went to management and we said, you know, I know we were going to do 400. Can we increase that?
And what did management do?
They increased it to $2,500.
Wow.
So instead of helping four homes, we helped 25.
Now that's what, when you pull up at your job, that's why you're smiling. When you pull up at a job that did something like that, that's awesome. Wow. Well,
and, you know, we're listening. We want to hear from our members. Or what is going on with you? How can we better serve you? And this was an unexpected way to listen to our members.
Right.
And everybody heard it. So I'm really proud of that example. But we love our social media contest. So we've got a big one coming up.
That's right. Because it's that season. Tis the season. Cookies and eggnog.
And Christmas carols.
And what else? I have a feeling there's something else. What you got there, Libby?
A 12 Days of Christmas giveaway.
Okay.
So
12 days.
This is sponsored by one of our vendors called Cius. And we buy our transformers and things like that from them. Uh-huh. And we went to them this fall and said, hey, we want to give away gifts to our members on social media for 12 days. Would you be interested in sponsoring it?
Okay.
Cius. They did not hesitate, wrote us a check.
Oh, man.
And my friends, Johanna and Yahira, went shopping. And they bought some of the most
good stuff,
fun, great stuff that you can imagine. It's gifts really for all ages, all members of the family, from electronics to toys, fitness equipment, you know, because we all been living at
pandemic.
Home. We got the COVID-19 pounds to get off.
That's right.
But
19 of them.
But outdoor gear, you know, for hunters and fishermen, that sort of thing. So much more. So what we're going to do is we need for our members to follow us on our social channels.
Okay.
And every day, starting December 1st through December 12th, we will have a gift.
Okay.
And you'll have to comment, interact with the post somehow, just follow the directions on the social feed. And we will randomly select someone to get it. And make their Christmas a little bit brighter.
Man, that's cool. That's cool. And you guys, you're pretty good at gifts. I know. I do. I mean, I've got the best knife ever from you. I couldn't figure out how to open it up. Is that? But I once I figured it out. Oh man,
you're
it's
good.
Yeah. That's right. That's a good knife. But all sorts of gifts on the 12 days of Christmas. And a big shout out once again to Cius.
Did not hesitate. And they know people are hurting and they are looking to do things in the community as well. But we are so grateful because we can offer this at no cost to our members. It's 100% a benefit to the members who win these gifts. So we're really, really, really grateful to Cius and excited about this promotion.
That's awesome. And it's the time of year where I always would pray and hope that we could bottle up that December feeling and use it going forward. But maybe because of this year, we'll see it extend all of next year. Because I mean, like I said, people just, you know, smile and hey, how you doing? You know, all those things. They'll let you in traffic where normally in like in July, they're not letting you in traffic. You know, but all those things that's the joy of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So this is awesome. This is awesome. Now, speaking of the season, and this is one that I tried to go to one time.
Oh.
I did. And when I went, the night I went, it wasn't open.
Oh, no.
But my fault. I should have looked at when it was open. We drove up there, me and the kids, and we were just, I think we probably had some hot chocolate or something in the car. And I was like, well, where's that? And I said, man, I think I'm here. And then I looked at the sign. And it's like, wait a minute. It's not open tonight. Doggone it. What are you doing? But nonetheless, that's a lead in to say that you guys, I'll know this year.
Yes.
Because you'll let me know.
Yes. And you need to come out Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights?
Tuesday nights.
All right. Yeah. Now, what she's talking about is the Santee Cooper Holiday Lights Driving Tour.
Yeah, it's called Celebrate the Season, and Berkeley Electric is proud to team up with Santee Cooper again this year. We're one of the major sponsors, and it's just a beautiful family event that we just are excited to be a part of. So a couple different ways Berkeley Electric's participating. We are doing tickets for pre-sale at our Goose Creek and our Monk's Corner offices this year. That's a first ever opportunity that Santee Cooper is offering. So if it's convenient to pop in and pick up your tickets at our Goose Creek or Monk's Corner offices, please do so. They're $5 cash. And Celebrate the Season runs 6 to 9 p.m. each night, November 27th through December 30th. So that whole holiday season, you can come through and look at the light displays.
Well, I promise that I will do it this year because, there's one that I do every year down one direction, but now I can go back and go up into Berkeley County.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come through and Libby might be at the gate. How about that? With cookies.
Perhaps. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
And we get a lot of our good ideas from Terry.
Well, you know. I'm just an idea guy. You know, what can I say? but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so Berkeley Electric employees will be working the gates Tuesday night. So we'd love it if you guys would come by and say hello. Okay. And
Does it get pretty busy? Is it pretty, long line? And
yeah,
all that? All
yeah. Right. And you could go through as many times as you'd like. Okay. So, yeah, get the hot chocolate in the car and just make an evening of it. Right. Get the Christmas carols going on the radio.
Yeah. That's good. We'll definitely do it on a Tuesday night. We will do that. But Celebrate the Season right there in Monk's Corner. That's good stuff. And now, other ways to celebrate the season. Toys for Tots. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Right. So Toys for Tots, this is another way that we have been listening about just how tough things are for people. So when Channel 2 approached us to be a sponsor for Toys for Tots with the Marines,
that's right,
we didn't even hesitate. So we're so excited to be a part of that. And each of our district offices in Ondaw, Johns Island, Goose Creek, and Monk's Corner have drop-off boxes where you can bring a new unwrapped toy. Mm-hmm. And it will go to a child in need. So the Marines do an excellent job with that. And we're so proud to, again, help make a child's Christmas brighter. Because Christmas is for children.
It is. And then it pulls out the inner child and grown folks. And it gives you that, hey, the Bible tells you to have the joy of a child. So it really does. Now, I'll share a quick story here. I don't know if it still goes on or not. I'm sure some configuration of it does, but probably 20 years ago, we did some really cool promotions with one of my morning teams on another station, and we did it was Fill the School Bus. It was for Toys for Tots, but we would take a bus, like a literal yellow school bus, and we filled it up with toys.
Wow.
And the morning show lived on the bus until the bus was full of toys.
Oh.
So they were on that bus for like several days, we'll say it like that. So broadcast all day. They slept on the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've got some pictures I'll show you. But I believe her name was Kathy Brennan. I don't know if she's still around. But I salute. I hope I'm saying her name right. But, man, we had a great time doing that. And it just, it brings tears to your eyes when you see people come out excited to put a toy on that bus. And I mean, we filled that thing up from back to front. And man, it was one of the greatest radio promotions that I've ever been associated with. So Toys for Tots, love it. And thank you for what you guys are doing. By Libby, we'll Will we catch you getting a little sobby-eyed, maybe? Possibly a softy, aren't you?
Yeah, well, and I use it as an opportunity to teach my son. You know, he's five, and all about, let's get my list together for Santa Claus, and, you know, we got to make this happen. But we build into our Christmas celebration several opportunities
to
for him
back?
To pick out a toy for a child and donate it, or, you know, ringing the bell for the Salvation Army.
Right.
You know, we talk a lot about how some folks don't have very much, and that, you know, this is a very important time of year to share
give back.
What you have.
Exactly. Share and you know, in that's love. That's that's spreading the love, and nothing like hearing that bell, or like I said, a toy. A kid being excited that he was able to give a toy, even though you paid for the toy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, but hey, mom and dad, let's buy that to give to another kid that I don't even know, but I know it'll help.
Or pick out a toy for a little boy or a little girl or both.
Absolutely.
And
that's good stuff. Last year, the Marines collected 75,000 toys to serve 14,000 children right here in the Lowcountry. So those are pretty big numbers.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can make that even more.
Let's go to 100,000 toys.
Yeah.
And serve, you know, more kids if we can. So that is good stuff. It really is. And so, Libby, what is your favorite part? We've got a few minutes left. We can kind of let our hair down, you know, all of my, you know, my bangs and locks, you know. But what's your favorite one item? We got bacon, you know, you love to bake. So you do that year round, but do you ramp up during Christmas time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fudge.
You make fudge?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you're no joke. You're like, I mean, fudge, red velvet cakes,
pies,
chocolate chip cookie pies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who eats all this stuff at your house?
We feed family and friends.
Okay.
Yeah, try not to keep much of it at my house because I don't have a whole lot of self-control.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm your friend.
Yes.
Hint. Yes, nothing like a warm chocolate chip cookie. You know, that's what they made microwaves for. Nothing else.
Yeah, they're the best.
You know, 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. Oh man, yeah, I'm looking forward to your baking. But outside of the baking, what if you had one thing that you zeroed in on personally that gives you that holiday spirit?
Yeah, well, one thing that I am looking forward to that Berkeley Electric is also participating in is Christmas parades.
Ah!
You know, those are so fun, especially the
That's
ones
right.
at night. The Town of Monk's Corner is going to have theirs the evening of December 5th.
Okay.
And we'll have a bucket truck all lit up and decorated and people walking.
And what day is that?
Saturday, December 5th.
Okay.
That evening. But my friends with the communications department, we will be selling concessions after the parade. And any money we raise from that will go to our Bright Ideas teacher scholarships.
Oh, wow.
That we give out each year.
That'll be coming up before you know it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This year was very different because of the pandemic.
Right.
You know,
so
we need to make sure we infuse into that. So are you going to bake? Are you telling me you're going to like bake a bunch of stuff and sell?
That's a great idea.
That could be some of your stuff.
Yeah.
No cheesecake, though.
No cheesecake.
But that's okay.
So, you know, it's an opportunity to come out, enjoy the parade, be with your family, social distance, of course.
Right.
And then come buy some stuff from us at the concession trailer. We're going to have Perlo and chili cheese fries, and I might make some desserts as well, but and just know every dollar you're spending is going to help teachers in their classrooms.
Man,
so
that's good stuff.
It's a win-win.
It is a win-win, and you know, this holiday season, make sure you take time to make it a win-win. No matter how tough it's been, no matter how choppy and topsy-turvy, you know, let's make it a win-win, and let's just, if we can get out of this year strong and know that, you know, we can look over and we see a guy in a white coat, right? And he's got like a tray, you know. Do you know who that is? You want to know?
Okay.
It's Dr. Fauci.
Oh.
And he's got little vials of, you know,
Oh, little boys and girls and big boys and girls, come over here. I've got something for you. It's not Santa. It's Fauci.
Ah, yeah.
Fauci claws.
Yeah.
We need to use that Fauci claws.
We need Fauci action figures.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, he's the oldest superhero.
Yeah.
He's like 80 years old, but he's a young-looking 80.
Mm-hmm.
He can't throw a baseball, but other than that.
He's good at other things.
He's definitely good at other things, and we'll certainly, I mean, once we can, he even said recently that he sees us maybe being back to normal like as early as April, May, so that's encouraging.
But until then, wear your mask.
Stay home, wash your hands. Mask.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they came out several months ago and said that the masks are almost as good as a vaccine. If they're worn properly, consistently.
Yep. And if we had been doing that consistently, everyone in unison. But we're going to get there now.
Yeah.
I have a strong feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it.
So the holidays are a great time for us to come together and remember why we care about each other. And Berkeley County has a ton of opportunities to really bring it in.
And Berkeley Electric has great partnerships and great connections and opportunities that you can parlay right into the holiday season. And whether it's social media contesting the 12 days of Christmas, the holiday, celebrate the season lights. And this one, you kind of drive through it, right?
Yes.
It's a driving tour.
So it's perfectly safe for your household to enjoy.
Good deal.
Come on out.
And, of course, Toys for Tots to bring it all home. And I can't wait to, man, all I can think about is chocolate chip cookies now. Let me ask you this. What about key lime pie? You think you can
I like key lime pie.
You can make a key lime?
It's not really the season for key lime pie.
No, you're right. You're right. But not one dessert have I thrown out there that you've wavered.
Mm-mm.
You like, Sure.
You got to whip the cream and all, fresh.
All right. Well, I'm gonna hold you to a key lime pie in like June.
You know,
I made
a Toll House pie.
Ooh.
It's a chocolate chip cookie and a crust.
Yes.
I might have to bring that your way.
Yeah. Just remember, that one is pecans inside of that is awesome, but I'm still going to hold out.
Yeah, we can skip the nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You're right. That Toll House. Woo. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah. And you can microwave it, put a little ice cream on it. Mm.
Okay.
A little caramel drizzle.
Yes. Oh, boy. Do you do a lot of running? Now I know why. That's how you stay.
Yeah, run for cookies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or run because of cookies.
Both. Either or.
Run to or. Yeah, I got you. Well, this has been good stuff, man. I'm ready for the holiday season. It is upon us. And just glad that there's a company out there that is exceptional. It is Berkeley Electric Cooperative that really does things at a whole nother level for the member owner experience. And once again, you've outdone yourself. Look at all these things going on. We'll continue to keep this information in front of our listening audience. And I guess I'll just say, hey, season's greetings, Libby,
Yeah. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for the latest and to learn how you can get involved with your co-op or win some prizes.
Win some prizes. And can you smell those cookies, y'all? I smell them. Man, you know what? That wasn't a cookie. That wasn't a cookie. That, you know what it was? You know what I smelled just now? Sanitizer. So we need cookies. We need cookies.
Yeah.
But it's all good. Libby, you have a great rest of your Saturday. This concludes this edition of Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk. Have a great day.